Welcome to the Everybody Wins three-part teleseminar. I'm Terry McBride, and again, I am honored that you would choose to spend this time with me. This is part three of this series titled, How to Access Your Own Power. The first part of this series was titled, How to Move Past Fear, Doubt, and Dis-ease. Part two was titled, Changing Direction, How to Become Excited About Your Life. In each of these segments, I gave a few simple suggestions that you can start using right now to make a difference in the quality of your life. If you haven't listened to these two segments, I suggest you do that, because these three parts all work together. If you've not registered so you received the link to download these audio files, you can do that at my website, terrymcbride.net. Remember, as you explore this material, you are just fine the way you are. And any limiting thoughts or beliefs you have about your ability to create the life of your dreams are just old habits of thought. They come from your past. Do not allow your past to be the predictor of your future. For when you begin to integrate the choices you make, you will find that you are more powerful than you ever imagined. In the second part of this series, we explored how the integration of our focus, actions, and mental environment allows us to demonstrate to ourselves an underlying integrity of purpose. For when we are focused on a specific outcome, and we support that focus by doing what we think we need to be doing to achieve that outcome, and we support our actions with written statements that we read and own that speak to us following through and doing what we think we need to do, these choices work together and demonstrate our commitment to ourselves in this process of achieving what we want. This underlying integrity of purpose and commitment allows us to begin to believe that we can make a difference in our lives. Our choices can give us back our hope. Most of you listening to this teleseminar are interested in the idea that our consciousness creates our realities. The idea that our beliefs, attitudes, thoughts, actions, that those come together to determine what we have and what we experience. It's the inner teachings that relate to, as ye believe, so shall it be done unto you, which is the foundation for the law of attraction. These inner teachings, sometimes called secret teachings, relate to the power of your mind. And science today is proving these teachings are real. Your mind has power and authority over your body and the circumstances that surround you. Dr. Candace Pert was a research professor at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C. And she writes in her book, Molecules of Emotion, that our immune system responds to our thinking and our feelings. She goes even further to say that we can even change our genetic structure and our DNA by changing our mind. Dr. Pert, in all of her writings, calls on each of us to step up in our acceptance of how our consciousness creates our realities, including our physical body. Dr. Pert passed away a few months ago, and she will be dearly missed. She was a magnificent example of how science is empowering us to believe that what we think and do has a huge impact on our physical bodies. Dr. Bruce Lipton, a biologist while at Stanford University School of Medicine, proved that our cells interact with our consciousness or beliefs. And then they modify their behavior by turning genes on or off based on this interaction with our consciousness and beliefs. In other words, we, again, are being told by science that we can take charge of our body. His book, The Biology of Belief, details his studies and his findings. And throughout his book, he stresses that to make the changes we want, we must use these principles of change and not just think about them. Dr. Lipton states that through his studies, he began to understand that not only could he take charge of the information and energy the cells of his body receives, he could also, by taking charge of his consciousness, take charge of his life. His consciousness could create the reality he wanted in his physical world, too. Lipton states that we are already the powerful creator of our lives and the world in which we live, and that by taking charge of our consciousness, we can become the masters of our own destiny. Dr. Norman Diage is another scientist proving the power of choice and consciousness. In his book, The Brain That Changes Itself, he details the latest research on how we can take charge of our focus, our actions, and our imagination and actually change how our brain works. Over and over, science is proving that each of us is more powerful than we ever imagined in creating the reality we experience. And all of the research concludes that we must do our part to facilitate the changes we want. Many of these leaders who teach about the power of consciousness go on and say that most people spend their time thinking about these principles and the changes they would like to make, rather than using the concepts of choice to actually make those changes. And these scientists agree it is only through using these principles of choice that you discover the power and authority you have over your life. If you have followed some of the suggestions in the first two parts of this three-part series, you have already demonstrated to yourself that you can make a difference in the quality of your life. If you haven't tried using some of these ideas, I ask you, why not? Isn't your life important enough that you would be willing to spend a few minutes a day actually making the changes you want? Don't be discouraged and don't beat yourself up. Remember, this is simply a process of starting right where you are and taking it one step at a time. You can do it. You can make a huge difference in the quality of your life through the choices you make right now. So get a system to support you in using these tools and stay on track creating the life you want. The last tool regarding choice that I want to explore in this series is the use of our imagination. Many times this aspect of choice is referred to as visualization, what I like to call guided daydreams. Most of you listening to this have heard that visualization, or taking control of your imagination, so you can see and feel the outcome you desire is one of the most powerful resources you can use in the creative process. In fact, in many ancient cultures, the power of using one's imagination was considered magical. As I travel and teach, I find many people have difficulty controlling their imagination so they can stay focused on the outcomes they want. When I began to explore how I might use my imagination as a tool of choice, I had the same problem. Many texts that speak to visualization say that we are to picture in our mind the exact outcome we desire without giving any concern as to how it will come into reality. When I started, I just couldn't keep my thoughts in line long enough to get a clear image of what I was trying to imagine. And to make matters worse, most of the material I read on visualization said I had to see in pictures, and I did not imagine in pictures. When I daydreamed, I didn't create mental images in my mind. I talked or thought myself through my daydreams. It was more of a mental verbal process. I just wasn't a visual person as far as how I used my imagination. Second, when I tried to imagine things differently than they were now, I would immediately slip into what I called my buts. Yeah, but how is this going to get done? Yeah, but will I stay on track? Yeah, but is this what I really should want? And I would get frustrated and then just stop trying to take control of my imagination. I could daydream with the best of them. But when I tried to use the same process of imagining something by choice, something that I was trying to create for real, my mind seemed unable to stick with the process. Daydreams were easy because I let the daydreams take me wherever they would go. And there was no investment on my part to make the things I was daydreaming about reality. But using my imagination as one of the tools of choice to create something, now that was a different matter. Most of the information I had read on creating feelings through mental imagery insisted that I visualize the goal as complete. I was supposed to daydream that what I wanted was already mine, and I was supposed to do this with implicit faith without concern about how it would come to pass. As I mentioned, when I tried this, I would get caught up in my buts. I find this is the challenge that most people have. The good news is, when you are clear on your focus for one desire, and you have a plan that you think will work, or at least it's a good place for you to start, and you have written what you choose to think that will support you in following through, and you use these choices together, it becomes almost magical when you spend time just imagining you are doing what you are choosing to do on that one item. You are focused, working your plan, thinking the thoughts you have written out to support you. You take those concepts and that what you're doing, and you play that movie in your mind, your focus, your actions, you're on track with your thoughts. And if your mind wanders, all you do is bring it back to your plan, your focus, your thoughts that you have written down. And as you do this every day, this using your imagination becomes easier and easier, and you make this idea in your mind real. You feel it. Learn how to use the tools of choice together, and you can begin to create a new reality for yourself, a new life for yourself. And you do that one step at a time. It isn't that you have to use all these tools all of the time. Sometimes all you need to do is get clear on your focus. What do you want? Other times, you may need to lay out a plan to assist you in what you need to do. And that plan could be as simple as one phone call. Other times, your plan may be a little more complicated, and to assist you in sticking with your follow-through, you may need to write out what you want to think about this one undertaking rather than leave your thoughts to chance. Then, when you have those choices in place where you think this will work or this might work, you go pretend it's working. That's what visualization is about. When you couple your imagination by imagining you using these tools and how they're working together, what happens is you can create knowing. You can start right where you are. Pick a focus. Lay out a plan. Write out thoughts that support you in following through. Daydream that you're right on track with all of those pieces, and you will create a knowing that that outcome will come to pass. That's how powerful you are. And remember, taking charge of your creative mind is sometimes like taming a wild horse. It takes patience and it takes consistency. And as you learn to bring together your focus, your actions, your thoughts, and your imagination, what you will find is that your dreams, your wants, your needs will literally pull you to the life that you dream about. The greatest gift I could give you would be if you would allow me to coach you in this process of discovery. That's what I do. I teach people how to get what they want. Allow me to assist you to believe in the possibility of your dreams. And then step by step, allow me to assist you to make them a reality. I can teach you and guide you as you learn to take charge of your creative mind. If you will give me 30 minutes a day of you listening to an audio message like this one, and then 10 minutes with you writing and exploring within yourself the homework assignment, I guarantee you at the end of 9 weeks, you will be on track with your life like never before. Can you imagine what it would be like if you let me coach you for 9 weeks? I can show you how in just a few minutes a day, you can begin using choice your way. I can show you how to use choice on your priorities and make the difference you want to make in your life. I can show you how to become your own teacher, how to discover your own wisdom, your own values, your real priorities. You can do it. And we will take this journey together, one step at a time. Throughout the 9 weeks, you will download the audio and written text for that week from my dedicated website. You will listen to that lesson every day for a week. You do not have to sit and listen. You just play it in the background while you're doing other things. It's me talking with you. It's me inspiring you, assisting you to believe, and teaching you how to explore within yourself how you're going to use choice. And it's not just theory. By listening to the lessons every day, you will explore within yourself what you believe. And more importantly, you will begin to explore what you want to believe. The 10 minutes a day are the actions you will need to take. Only 10 minutes every day. Step by step, writing and integrating the choices you were making. And I guarantee you, at the end of 9 weeks, if you have listened to the daily lessons and done the 10 minutes action steps, you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you use these tools every day, you can create the life you have dreamed of. You will know that because you will have demonstrated it to yourself throughout the 9 weeks. It took me years to get well because I was in a pretty deep hole. But once I got on track using choice, my life seemed more like an adventure to be lived rather than just something to be endured. And ultimately, I created the life I wanted because I integrated the choices I can make. You can do that too. Be willing to invest in yourself and your ability to have more of the life you want. Let me be your coach. I will charge you $33 a week for 9 weeks. Every day, I will be with you. I will be sending you daily emails, empowering you, supporting you to listen to the lessons and do the 10 minutes. Remember, you will not be alone. Step into the reality you want. Give yourself a present, a coaching program with Terry McBride. You are worth it. Your dreams are worth it. And my program has a money-back guarantee. If in the first month you don't want it, let me know and I will refund all your money. You have everything to gain by letting me be your coach, and nothing to lose. Imagine what the rest of your life will be like as I coach you, as you listen to these lessons over and over, so you can use choice as the backdrop for your life. You can access your own power, and it's a step-by-step process of you choosing to live the life you want. And as a gift, if you order now through this teleseminar, I will send you a PDF copy of my book, The Hell I Can't, the story of my journey discovery, and it will empower you to step up in your journey. Get started today. Take the first step. Enroll in the Everybody Wins coaching program. Go to the address bar on your browser and type in my website, terrymcbride.net. At the top of the page, there is a banner about the Everybody Wins teaching system. Click the buttons and you're on your way. Rather than do a $33 charge every week, you can pay for this 9 weeks with two monthly payments of $150 or one payment of $297. Either way, your life is worth this investment. I am honored that you chose to spend this time with me. Go make your dreams come true. This is Terry McBride. I send you love, I send you joy, and I send you power.